Hello, this is Mike from Opinions Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
How long will this take?
Yeah, just to let you know, are going to be a couple of questions that we're going to be handling. So as I can see that you just previously were working as well, so yeah, I will tell you that a couple of questions that be done.
Yeah. How long does the survey take?
Yeah, just to let you know, as soon as we, dial on this as quick as possible, it can take from 5 minutes up to 7 minutes, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And it could be a little bit faster if we just deal this.
Yeah,
you know,
fast.
As quick
as go. Shoot. Yeah, go.
All right, perfect. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on
the
ballot?
The first question is, am I male, female, or something else? I'm a guy. I'm a male.
All right, thank you. All right, Nat,
yeah.
Thank you. Moving forward, what values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right of abortion? Please pick the two values that best describes the values behind your decision from the following list. Safety, rights, responsibility to younger and future generations, freedom, control over your own life, making decisions about your own body, equality,
rights,
privacy, okay,
and rights to your own body.
All right, one moment. Thank you. We also have privacy, empathy, and responsibility to women.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, thank you. All right, so does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference your motivation to vote?
More motivated to vote.
All right, and just one moment. And is that much more motivated, less motivated,
much
or somewhat more motivated?
Much more.
Okay.
Much
okay.
More motivated. Yeah.
If you learn a candidate for political office supports the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office opposes the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to
no
vote
difference.
Candidate? Okay.
No difference.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, the Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortions to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want the states decide on their own abortion laws.
I don't understand the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just repeat it back to you quickly. Yes. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws? Which one do you choose?
They want it to be legal with restrictions, I think.
Okay, just to confirm, want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I think one of the options was with restrictions, not the first one, the second one.
Oh, there are some exceptions. One, a national ban or an abortion without exceptions, and one abortion to be illegal nationally?
They want it to be legal. They want it to be legal. It's the woman's choice. It's not my choice, your choice, their choice. It's the woman's choice. That's it. End of story.
Okay. Thank you.
You know what? If somebody's got a problem, they can talk to God when they die. God, I was a bad fucker. I messed up. I'm an evil person. They go to hell. Whatever. But it's between them and God.
Okay.
It's none of my business. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal
Republicans
nationally?
Republicans want a ban.
Okay. Thank you. So just ending up the question with some exceptions, or one state to decide on their own. You're saying one national ban on abortion without exceptions. Is that your answer?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Republicans, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortions to be illegal nationally with some exception? Or want states to design their own abortion laws?
Legal with exceptions. No, legal, just legal. Legal like it was before. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. All right, yeah. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is to you that the candidate shares your opinions on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant, someone unimportant, neutral, neither important nor important, someone important, very important, or a requirement, it will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion?
Very important. Second last one.
Thank you. Thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinions on the issues of abortion? Is it very important, someone unimportant, neutral, neither important nor important, someone important, very important, a requirement, you will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion?
Very important. But also,
thank you.
Very important that we have somebody that believes in democracy. Very important that we believe in somebody that doesn't lie. Very important that we don't vote for a criminal. Very important that we don't vote for somebody that only thinks of themselves. Very important. Yeah, okay. So you get my point. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Thanks so much for your answer. Now, you will now hear some information on conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancy, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning an abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral, neither unfavorable nor unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. All right, if you learn a candidate for political office support the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and oppose the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No difference.
Thank you. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please write each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republicans' candidates and no on the ballot measure. So, science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fits, have facial expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. So you
That's a loaded statement right there. Scientifically, a fetus is now designated a human, but are they humans? But of course, that's such a complicated question. You know, there shouldn't be abortions.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to say to that. That's a loaded question. It's almost like saying, Are you okay with being able to buy a machine gun and kill people, or do you feel okay about that, or is it your Second Amendment right? Like, it's stupid. It's a loaded statement. So I don't want to answer a question that is so stupid, to be honest. Is a fetus a human? No. Can they vote? No. Do they have social security numbers? No. Should they be aborted? No. Of course not. Of course not. So that's it. That's a loaded question. That could be a very conservative question, but I don't want to answer that question.
And I understand that you don't want to answer that question, of course. But just to let you know, we have to rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for a Republican's candidate and not on the ballot measure, right? So this is going to be, for example, if you feel very convincing, somewhat, not a very convincing reason, or not a
convincing
reason at all, right?
Is that the word you're using, convincing? Is that it? Convinced or convincing? What's that?
Yeah, convincing. I'm sorry.
Convincing. C-O-N-V-I-N-C-I-N-G?
That convincing? Is correct.
Okay. Go. What's the question?
So remember, so this is going to be the same statement that we just read in regards of them. We're babies or human beings with a heartbeat. So, yeah, we need to rate this statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidate, right?
Not convinced.
All right. So just to confirm, not a very convincing reason or not a convincing reason at all?
It's not a convincing reason at all.
Thank you. Next statement. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why a vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when women's life is at risk or someone is raped or victim of incest.
So it's a statement, right?
That's correct. That is the same thing.
Yeah, that's not a true statement. Republicans don't want choice. They don't want women to choose. They don't want. Why is a politician making a medical decision? Why?
Okay. No, and I get your point, as I said.
You know what I mean? Why? Like a politician, like a guy. No. Common sense?
Okay, so.
Yeah, common sense should be the politicians should just do politics or policies, but once this religion crap gets involved, it's just too much.
Okay, and thank you so much for your comments. So now we need to, rate how convincing is these reasons to vote for Republican
zero.
Candidates. And now on this
zero, thing. Zero, zero.
All right, thank you. Abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let the state determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress.
No.
Okay. So this is not a convincing reason for you, correct?
No, it's not a convincing reason. No.
Okay, thank you. Let's move forward. And just to let you know, we are just almost ending on this as well. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. So for all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility to fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are the best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives.
Yes, 100%.
All right, thank you. If Republicans, with this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancy, this is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025.
Yes.
All right, so that's a very convincing reason for you, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, let me move forward. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of powers you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. All right, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote?
Harris Waltz.
Sorry, what was your answer?
Harris Waltz.
Okay, thank you.
Kamala.
Okay. All right. If the elections were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right on abortion? Or are you undecided, or would you no vote in the ballot measure?
I will vote yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
The Democrat.
Thank you. What is the highest level of a school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
Graduate.
You said... graduating, I'm sorry. What was your
name? Yeah, graduate. Postgraduate.
Yeah, from that means from high school, is that correct?
No. What are there options?
So remember, it could be like high school, some college as well. So, you let me know that the best as you've described.
Yeah, I mean, masters, put down masters.
Oh, okay. Masters, all right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent of guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you.
I voted for
last
democracy.
Year, that is 2023. All right. Thank you for your comment. So last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before tax? Your best estimated is fine.
I don't know. I forget.
I understand. Just to let you know, sir, so we are handling the last question over here, right? So the best estimated is fine, and then we are going to be done. No problem. So if you don't know the exact amount, it's fine. So just let me know the best estimated.
Yeah, I don't know the exact amount. No.
All right, fine. So if you don't know the exact amount, it's okay. But what the best estimated is fine, sir. So you let me know.
20 million. I mean, I what am I going to tell you? I'm not going to tell you shit like that. I mean, it's like, you know, no, I'm not answering that question. You don't have to answer a question like that. You just don't.
Okay. I understand.
You can put down 20 million. You can, if you want my answer, it's 20 million. I mean, 20 million.
Okay. Sure. No, of course. All right. Thank you so much for your answer.
30, between 20 and 30. I wish.
Okay. It's fine. No problem. All right. And this concludes our survey for today, sir. Right. Thank you very much for your patience and your time. Okay.
No, thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Good luck.
All right. Perfect. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.